like the
wash the ruach ra, the ruach ra thing.
I don't know.
Hiding under your fingers.
It was a ruach ra thing like that.
I heard the whole big thing is step under.
Well, that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says.
Hey, is that like...
But in the base medrash, you're allowed to put them on the floor. Because women don't go in the base medrash.
What's the woman's finger?
Don't bring
up guys.
What's
the woman's finger? Don't
bring up
guys. They don't slip?
But women won't bleed because it's dangerous in the baby when they're pregnant.
They'll lose their baby. They'll scare them.
Like slipping? Or
it'll hurt them. It'll scare them. It'll jolt them. Well, I mean, the things that are from Ruach Ra would seem you don't have to keep it. Nowadays, you know that. But you mean like a tomahawk should go out with a stain on the shirt?
No, like any other kabbalistic thing. Like the Shulchan Aruch.
Well, that's the thing. The Torah is not going to have kabbalistic things. You know?
Well, the Shulchan Aruch, like he has like five tzitzis of pots, like the make the bracha, like.
That's not a projection to the Ramah.
It's like
the last trick that says don't listen to
it. Are you mechuyev to like follow those things that are from
maybe it means Kabbalah Moshe Nisina.
They have cases that are just like they say it's from Kabbalah, right? And then they have like other cases where they say like from the Zohar. We use it for like stuff. Like, there could be a difference between like those.
Between the Kabbalah and the Zohar.
Right.
Yeah. Mishnah Berurah talks about like how you work out. Like, with the Zohar, if it contradicts
you don't Gemara, go, right?
If it's a Qumrah, then you should do it. He does say there are a few
right. That's one rule that is true. That everyone agrees. You don't never use the Kabbalah to go against Allah.
Everyone
agrees with that.
We're in halachic world.
Halachic authority.
So it's an interesting Gemara this morning. We have Where's Matt?
What about those who held that the Zohar was like not valid, like they wouldn't hold it obviously.
Do they hold? Does anybody hold to keep non-valid things? I think that's separate my plug. So he says like this.
Are you kidding?
If those people do not hold that it's valid, then therefore you would not. If you were in line with that opinion, you wouldn't follow it.
What are funny
it's interesting. Gemara says like this: Shabbos, I am test. I'm an olive. So the Gemara says like this: Boy, mine Rava mir Rav Nachman. Okay, not small people here. Rava asked Rav Nachman, Hamotzi or Bekama. So if you're motzi leather, what's the shear? Okay.
Motzi like carry?
Carrying it on Shabbos. If you change the rishus of leather from between rishus of rabbi and rishus of yachid, what's the shear to be chayav? So he says, "Amalei kiddetz nan." It's an open mishnah. Or kidei lasos kameah. The shear of hotzah on leather is to make a kameah. It's apparently the smallest chashav thing that they do with leather. So it's strange. It's a mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Rava has to ask Rav Nachman an open Mishnah? It's not even a Braisa. It's an open Mishnah. So Rashi says, Mishum de bo'i lemi bo'i mine hanach bo'i achranaiso, since he wanted to ask him another question, in other words, he has some follow-up questions. Bo'a mine ha, b'yafagav demasnisne. So, even though it was a Mishnah, and everybody knew it, he had no doubt what the answer to that question was, but because he wanted to ask him something else, that was gonna, he was gonna try to ask him a further elaboration on another point, whether it's not worked, if it's worked. He started off on the Mishnah. But he had no
Socratic.
In other words, it was purely for the it was purely for the next thing. Just you know, I mean, sometimes people were bothered with that idea that the Gemara could eliminate something, or say something partial for the purpose of the flow of the argument. But Rav asked Rav Nachman something that was in the subject matter of the Mishnah, just as an introduction to the next thing. So, I mean, sometimes the Gemara eliminates an obvious possibility. It doesn't necessarily mean there's a Havamina that... Rashi only makes mention of it because it's actually a Mishnah. It's actually taught.
Saying, maybe you'd say he would have sourced it, or something else.
That's I into something else. Saying Rashi's not going to say that when it's something that's from Svara, you know it's true. That's not the same type of thing. Rashi's not going to jump in every time this happens and say he's only saying this even though he knew the answer to the argument, because it's not on its face. It's only obvious out of Svara. That's different than something that was actually already taught. But
can you mention what the Dharma rhyme? There's nothing that says it has to know all the prices.
They didn't know all the prices. That's true. Now, but I'm saying sometimes the Gemara will just reject a possibility. Start out with the question, well, what could it be? Well, it can't be this because of that. And I'm saying that doesn't mean there was a Havamina that it could be that. But since it's not a Mishnah, Rashi doesn't have to jump in and explain it.
I think we have one of those in the Gemara we did.
Yeah. It happens a lot. I mean, you gotta be careful. You know, you can't just say that all the time to avoid thinking about things. But
it's a real hobby.
It's not a real hobby. This whole blot was really good next book. Okay. Yeah. I'm just thinking about what we did yesterday. I think we will. I think.